Well, the anti-gambling campaigner Tim Costello is calling for the Northern Territory government to get out of bed with big gambling and hand over its gambling licences to the Commonwealth. It comes as the NT government considers raising its notoriously low tax rates for online gambling companies. Oliver Gordon reports.
Anti-gambling advocates say the Northern Territory has become a haven for betting companies that make millions while paying little tax.
Northern Territory have become really the Bermuda tax haven for foreign betting companies.
That's Tim Costello, one of Australia's best-known anti-gambling campaigners. He says the time has come for the NT government to get serious about gambling reform.
They are the wild, wild west because all of the big foreign betting companies, sports betting companies, are registered there. They gave away licences for virtually nothing in the Northern Territory to target our kids in all around Australia with odds, and they didn't even write into the licences responsible gambling requirements. I think the Northern Territory should actually get out of this altogether and hand the licences over to the Commonwealth government, because this wild west frontier of the Northern Territory has really wreaked a plague on the rest of Australia.
Big bookmakers like Sportsbet, Ladbrokes and BetEasy are based in the NT and, since 2008, have paid no more than $600,000 each in tax there each year. Now the cash-strapped NT government is considering raising tax rates, but gambling companies say the call is badly timed. The peak body for betting companies is Responsible Wagering Australia. It says point of consumption taxes are now in most states and territories except for Tasmania and the NT. And this means companies have little headroom to take on a higher tax. RWA provided the ABC with a statement.
RWA members make a significant economic contribution to the Territory, employing around 500 Territorians. As a major part of the Territory's economy, we are appreciative of the NT government's consultative approach to this ongoing review.
A spokesperson for the NT government says any increase would take into account the contribution the industry makes.
Any increase in own source revenue from bookmakers will take account of the industry's capacity to pay additional Territory taxes without affecting investment in the Territory.
But for Tim Costello, discussions of incremental tax increases by the Territory government miss the point.
And given they've created this deplorable mess, I think the Northern Territory should either willingly hand them over, or Scott Morrison should actually use Commonwealth powers to take those licences.
It's a proposition the NT government thinks is a terrible idea.
The NT government sees no reason to hand gambling licences to the federal government. The Territory-based industry creates hundreds of jobs for Territorians. We work closely with the independent regulator to ensure we have a strong and agile regulatory framework.
A statement from the NT government, Oliver Gordon, our reporter there.